There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
You know, and here is all I wanted to do is to get into some Alabama politics, right, to talk about some things. You have some committee assignments, things that have happened as we're getting ready for session in Montgomery coming up in 2020 and early 2020. I wanted to delve in to some Alabama state politics this hour, but no, because what's the hashtag, Dalton, because Florida or because Miami? That they use out there? Well, how about because Washington? Just get an update here. Bob Constantini has a report. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, what is being the reason that Nickelback is being played a lot today on the radio? Find out if we can. Because I should know this, because we have to pay, you know, we have to pay lots of coin here. Even though we're a talk radio station, we have to pay coin to BMI and ASCAP when we play all the great bumper music and the tunes we want to play. And even though I'm going to play the match game theme pretty soon, I don't think that costs us any money. But I wonder how much money extra Nickelback is getting today as people are playing the audio behind the meme that the president posted. So I wanted to talk about Alabama politics. But just like that, snap, we get pulled right back into Washington because, it's Washington. All right. I don't know how to start framing this thing, putting it in order, maybe a triage list of what's going on, what you need to know. The impeachment's still going on, if you're wondering. That proceeding, even though the House is out right now, they're working busily on their extra time here on impeachment, and they'll be back here, in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. And the Democrats will move forward. Speaking of impeachment, we're going to get some audio here from Judge Napolitano to what he thinks the chances of impeachment and the reasoning for impeachment is. A pretty interesting Fox News senior judicial analyst Andrew Napolitano has a video column out on Fox News. We're going to get that audio. Andrew Napolitano. So this is as you try to. But you wrap your head around this. I know President Trump said, well, we've lost Fox News. Maybe he's going to say that about Judge Napolitano now, because Judge Napolitano has this column and this video out alleging criminal behavior of the president and saying he believes the Democrats do have reason for impeachment here. So I will get to that in just a second. So that's part of it. Also part of it is this whataboutism, which is how we run things these days, and more discussion of what Hunter Biden did, Joe Biden lied. That story's being ramped up, and we'll get to that. And I know maybe we even have Chance Dalton to get into that story from yesterday, Joe Biden's 2020 gun safety plan that would reinstate the assault weapons ban. But before that, you have to get into the he said, she said, he said part of it. So let's do this. All right. Set the stage here. Bob Constantini from Westwood One talking about the president, President Trump, reaching out to other nations to get some investigative help here.
Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan tweets, Trump just doesn't learn his lesson. It's illegal to pressure a foreign government to investigate a political rival. While Democrats are sharpening their impeachment knives, Mr. Trump seems to think it is okay to try to get another country to investigate the former vice president, who at the time was the Democratic frontrunner for the 2020 nomination. And it's not just Ukraine.
Likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
Hunter Biden's business dealings in China, including a partnership with John Kerry's son, are being scrutinized by conservatives who claim they got special treatment because he was the vice president's son. Bob Costantini, the White House.
All right. So, by the way, two days with the China stuff. Yesterday, the President Trump congratulated. I told you that was one of those tweets I just couldn't sit with from President Trump congratulating the Chinese on their 70th anniversary of the founding of Red China. Although he said the People's Republic of China. And then this with the president asking other nations to help investigate Biden. Well, I would argue that if you're going to try to find, you know, some kind of corruption going on in another country, you would have to find the people in the other country to help you with that research. So you could make that argument. But the argument, when we come back from the break, that's laid out by Judge Andrew Napolitano. I think this is important, too, because this is not coming from some never-Trumper, some left-of-center, even centrist person, because Lord knows, if you disagree with the president, you get put into a box here. But this is Judge Andrew Napolitano arguing his interpretation of what has been alleged and whether it stands the sniff test here on impeachment. So we'll get to that in just a second. Also, get your calls at 343-0106. Do you have any problems with President Trump recruiting China to investigate the Bidens? Is that okay? What about you want to get Ukraine to do investigation, China to get investigation? I can make the argument that, hey, if you're going to find corruption with Americans working these corrupt deals overseas, you got to go to the place of the corruption, right? I can also turn around and say, should we, as a nation, publicly be saying, hey, China, please help us in this? I mean, would the Chinese turn it around? Would the Chinese ever say, hey, we've got some corruption issues, you think? We've got some corruption issues. Can you help us? United States of America, can you help us investigate this person? Of course, they don't have the issue of having anybody else other than the Communist Party decided candidate running for office. You know, have a lot of people that have, there's not a lot of dissent allowed there, so you don't have that situation. But can you imagine China asking us for help in that situation? So what's your take on that? All right, that's coming up. And in hour number two, we're interesting story that's kind of pretty scary, to be honest with you. Ruth Lichtenfeld from Taylor Martino is going to join us. She and I talked a few weeks ago about a certain kind of breast implants that a lot of ladies got. And she said that there's now information coming out that these are causing a form of, and I'm going to let her get on and get specific. I think it's a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma of some sort, or maybe it's Hodgkin's. She's going to lay out there's a cancer. They're showing a relationship between these kind of breast implants and some cancer in this, and it's pretty new information coming out. She's been working on this stuff, so we'll talk to her in just about an hour. More about that coming up on Midday Mobile. All right, come back. If you've been waiting for it, we'll get you Judge Andrew Napolitano's take on the impeachment proceedings, what the Democrats are working with, and whether he thinks it rises to the level of impeachment. We do that coming up next, right here on Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:17, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Just when I wanted to, I kind of always want to talk about Alabama politics, but Washington, Washington, Washington. Oh, by the way, before we get into Judge Andrew Napolitano's comments here, I want to get... You get that clip from Joe Biden. Let's run the Joe Biden clip here. This is his message back to the president after the president calling for investigation not only in the Ukraine but in China on the Bidens. He says,
"Now let me make something clear to Mr. Trump and his hatchet men and the special interests funding his attacks against me. I'm not going anywhere. You're not going to destroy me, and you're not going to destroy my family. I don't care how much money you spend, Mr. President, or how dirty the attacks get."
Okay. Well, by the way, I did have to pick myself up off the floor after Joe Biden accusing President Trump of being at the behest of special interest. Really, Joe Biden? Really? Vice President Biden? Okay. So I think this is actually a good thing for Biden. Because President Trump is attacking the Bidens as part of this counteroffensive against the attack on President Trump, it actually, in a way, I think, legitimizes, because Joe Biden going way down in the polls, right? Joe Biden, this whole issue with the Ukraine has also been very bad for Joe Biden and his numbers. You got Elizabeth Warren outpacing him in lots of states right now. So maybe the fact that he is going to be attacked, if he's going to be out on the campaign trail, he's going to go on and on and on, talk about how he's being attacked. And of course, I wouldn't, I'm putting myself in the way of, in the place of Joe Biden now, saying, of course, the president wouldn't be attacking me if I was not the front runner. If I was not the biggest threat to President Trump, he wouldn't attack me. You know, you got to say that, right? Even though it's not true, Joe Biden trended down in the polling right now. But if I'm wanting to get people nodding along with me that I am the front runner, if I'm former Vice President Joe Biden, I'm out on the campaign trail, I'm going to say the reason President Trump is attacking me is he knows I'm the person that can beat him. Listen to me, Democrats. I'm the person that can beat President Trump. All right. I bet you we hear more of that coming up. Okay, I'm going to run this audio here. This is from Judge Andrew Napolitano. Of course, you watch Fox News. You've seen their senior judicial analyst. A pretty sharp guy, right? So what about this? As he has published a column today and put out a video that we'll get the audio of in just a second, noting that, quote, the criminal behavior to which Trump has admitted is much more grave than anything alleged or unearthed by special counsel Robert Mueller, and much of what Mueller revealed was impeachable. It's Napolitano talking. He outlines specifics in the Ukraine scandal, currently presenting an existential threat to the Trump administration. All right, so here it is. So this is Fox News senior judicial analyst Andrew Napolitano, and here's the video that went along with his column. Let's roll that.
Offense. That phrase, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, is the basis, the sole basis for impeachment under the Constitution. How did all this come about? Well, a CIA agent formerly assigned to the White House became aware of the president's conversation with his counterpart, the president of the Ukraine, during the course of which he said words to the effect of, I need a favor. The favor he requested was dirt on Joe Biden. Now, why would he want dirt on Joe Biden? Well, if that favor was to help American law enforcement investigate Joe Biden, there'd be no impropriety. But there's no federal investigation of Joe Biden for any crime or any violation of American law. If the favor was to help the president's campaign, it's a very serious issue. Because as we know from the Mueller investigation, in which the president was accused of obtaining favors from the Russian government, it is a federal crime to receive a favor or to ask for something for a campaign from a foreign national or a foreign government. In the context of all of this is the following. In 2014 and 15, Russia invaded Ukraine. It annexed the province of Crimea. 5 years ago, Crimea was a province of Ukraine. Now it's a province of Russia. What once housed Ukrainians in Crimea now houses Russian troops and Russian tanks aimed at the Crimea-Ukraine border. In response to that, Congress votes to authorize federal aid, American aid to Ukraine, and the sale of American military goods to Ukraine. The president holds all this up, even though his Secretary of Defense, his Secretary of State, his Director of National Intelligence, his Director of the CIA, and every member of his National Security Council said, give them the aid. The Russian tanks are aimed their way. But he held up that aid and instead asked for a favor, which arguably was for his political campaign. That was a violation of federal law. That is an impeachable offense. That is what the Democrats are seeking to investigate. A lot of this is surrounded by confusing arguments. Who was worse, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? These arguments are made by the president's supporters. Many of his supporters are people of goodwill who wish him well and wish that the impeachment would go away. But wishing the impeachment to go away will not make it go away. Instead of a frenetic lawyer on television trying to make Joe Biden look worse, the president should present a principled defense if he has one, because the Democrats have a lot of evidence against him.
All right. So there's Judge Andrew Napolitano with his take on it. And that and some pretty cool metal music in the background. Do you detect that, Dalton? They get Napolitano. Maybe that's the pacing of his new show. He's gonna get some metal tunes in the background. So what do you think? I mean, this is not exactly the left here. attacking, right? It's really not even attack. It would just be kind of a matter-of-fact points made in the opinion of the senior judicial analyst there at Fox News, Andrew Napolitano. What do you think about that? That he says not only do you have criminal behavior that has already been admitted to, he said it's more grave than anything alleged or unearthed by special counsel Robert Mueller, and much of what Mueller revealed was impeachable, in his opinion. So I think one of the takeaways there, at least the way I heard it, and I want to hear from you as well at 343-0106, is in the opinion of Napolitano, in the opinion, the fact that there wasn't, and this is good because this is somewhat of a kind of where my thinking has been, where I said, well, why wouldn't the president be able to be investigating corruption in the Ukraine? And I would say that the judge probably has a better sense of this than I do, that because there was no active investigation going on into that, which we can lament the reasons why the Bidens weren't being investigated. We could absolutely do that, and I would make an impassioned case to ask why weren't they being investigated. But in Napolitano's take, which he probably has a lot more familiarity with the law than I do, that the fact that there was not this active investigation then frames what the president was asking completely differently. Okay? So that's the take on this. I want to hear from you. Get your take on that after hearing Judge Napolitano. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. And yes, we'll get to a president's removed tweet today. And it wasn't Twitter, I found out, Dalton. It wasn't Twitter that removed it. Well, they removed it, but it was at the I can't believe I'm saying this in a news story. It was at the request of Nickelback, the band Nickelback, that the tweet was removed. All right, go to the phones, and first up, I'd love to talk to this man, Tax Man, downtown Fly Creek. Hey, man.
Man, I'm glad you're playing that. Judge Nappy was on Lou Dobbs' show last week.
Okay.
And he cried his heart out. And then the next day, this law firm of Tanzing, and that's the woman lawyer, and she got a male counterpart. The next day he chewed Nappy's little rear end out like you've never seen. He totally annihilated him, how Nappy was wrong. We got to remember, Nappy is a TV lawyer. You know what I mean? He ain't there practicing behind the desk. He's giving his Nappy opinion. No, that's so sad. He must have really hurt feelings there, Sean.
Well, I wondered this part, and this is what, maybe there's somebody out there that has the study and that I don't on this, to say whether, if it is true what Judge Napolitano said, that you can't, if there would be an active investigation, what the president would have done would have been fine. But because there wasn't, it changes the tenor of asking for this investigation of the Bidens. I mean, I don't know that is that the law? That's what I got to find out.
I don't buy that. Nappy's done turned into Chuck Todd. He's got his feelings hurt, and he's over there in the corner licking his wound. Man, he was crucified on TV. He ain't even a practicing attorney.
He went full Chuck Todd. He went from the judge
He went from Lou Dobbs to being a Chuck Todd. So, hey, man, this is going to be interesting. See, I'm kind of really retired now. I watch all this TV and radio and all.
Right.
And I got an iPhone. This iPhone really gets you in trouble, man. Man, I look up everybody. But you just keep... Now, Nappy, I'm going to be looking for him because he really did. He really got his feelings hurt. Anyway, I'll let you go.
Thank you, Tax Man. I always love talking to you, man. Appreciate it. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. I mean, that one thing that was laid out there that I was just talking to Tax Man about, I am interested in that. Is this a... I mean, I never thought about the point, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's something that's inflated or not real. I don't think Napolitano would make something up that's not the law. But maybe it's inflated. It's focused on more, or maybe that's the way it is. Because there, and that was my takeaway. You may have had other takeaways from what Napolitano had to say, but because there wasn't an active investigation, this at least caused me to raise one eyebrow. Because there was not an active investigation into corruption of the Bidens, which, let me go back and argue, there should be, but because there was not this active investigation, then that changes the tenor of what the president asking that question of the Ukrainian president. You see, it's like almost not like what the president said, it's the setting of the stage. This gets into stuff where there's going to be, I know, a lot of armchair experts, but I will at least at this point say I don't have full control of what the law says about that. And at this point, Napolitano seems to be higher up that pecking order. But I'm waiting to hear more information, as always. Open mind to this. All right. Tell you what, I got a lot of people holding. Let me wait till after the news break because I've got just a minute left here and you wouldn't get to even get your thought in. So y'all hold on. We'll come to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106. Quickly hear a text from Jeff. He said, I'm waiting for the evidence proving that Trump did say those words and did do those actions. I find it very hard to believe that he would put himself in that position. This texter says, can't Trump decide to investigate? Is he unable to investigate people if they happen to be Dems? I don't know. I don't know. I think the president could, but would you have to have, once again, this goes into the area that I don't know, but I'm looking into. The president, wouldn't he have to, is there a process of saying, okay, now we're going to investigate the Bidens, let's open this file, we're opening an investigation into Hunter Biden and former Vice President Joe Biden. And by the way, the side note of this may be the best thing that happened to Joe Biden in a while. I guarantee he's going to be out on the campaign trail saying, if I wasn't the front runner for the Democrats and if I wasn't the guy that could beat Donald Trump, he wouldn't be attacking me like this. I bet you that's how he plays it. Right, news break, and then to you, 343-0106.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Dalton, I fear that we'll run out of time for the audio of Councilman Fred Richardson introducing this year's Moon Pie Drop artist Collective Soul. Yeah. So you can go to the Facebook page. If we run out of time, y'all go check it out. You see the video and hear the audio over at facebook.com/FMTalk1065. It is my moment of zen. And nothing flusters Councilman Richardson. The Bluetooth does not hook up between his phone and the speaker. It doesn't matter. He's going to just hold his phone to the audience and sing along with Collective Soul. It's a beautiful moment. It's not, maybe not as exciting as when Councilman Richardson said, what was it? En Vogue was coming. He said, fasten your seatbelts. It was such exciting news, but he's pretty fired up to talk about Collective Soul coming to the Moon Pie Drop. All right. By the way, programming note, housekeeping note. When you call like the full phone lines of people that call in and you tell Dalton your take on it, and then you think Dalton's going to come in here and carry your message in, and then I'm going to repeat your message. It's not how talk radio works. Y'all call, and then you get to go on the radio and give your take. This is not. We're not carry now. Text line. That's a direct thing. But to call Dalton and expect Dalton's going to jot down notes of your take on this, and then Dalton's going to come in here and tell me, and then I'm going to repeat it. It's not how it works. So we'd love to hear from you at 343-0106, 343-0106. All right. There's a lot of these texts coming in here. Let's go to war men means something totally different in a locker room than it does in the barracks. How and where and when you say something makes a big difference. I think that may be a reference to what Napolitano was saying. As several people here, questions about Civil War. You heard the president, had retweeted that the other day. This texture says, it's Lead Roy says, Civil War is what's coming. People can only take so much. I heard Napolitano has his feelings hurt because he was not on the short list for Supreme Court. Yeah, what I'm getting at is, whatever you think his motivation would be, if what he says, if that's some kind of common knowledge and that you have to have an open investigation to do that, then I think that's something of interest. Bonte says, I don't care if he wants every country to look into corruption. He said he would drain the swamp, so drain it. Corruption and nepotism is prevalent in politics, and everyone knows it. Okay, I completely agree with you there. Why else do these people want these political positions? We all know they go in with mediocre incomes and somehow wind up millionaires, expose them all, high crimes and misdemeanors. My arse. My arse. All right. I had to edit on the fly, Monty. You like that? But here's, so this text says, and this is from Tim, just because we don't know doesn't mean they're is an there probably isn't an investigation going on. Okay, there you edited. Yeah, just because we don't know doesn't mean there isn't an investigation going on. True. True, but I can only work off what Napolitano says there. And how many times did I say during that, Tim, if, right? If this is the case, is that's the question. This texture says Donald Trump being worried about nepotism is hilarious. All right, grab some calls at 343-0106, 343-0106, and let's go to the city of Sims and check in with John. Hey, John.
Hey. I think you just hit on it with the swamp. I think that what Hunter Biden's guilty of and Joe Biden is guilty of, most of the people in Washington and most of the people in the state houses are also guilty of, and they don't want to get outed, and so they're all against Trump.
What do you think about President Trump asking the Chinese for their help in this?
Yeah, see, I don't know enough of the facts about that, but I do think it's okay for the president to investigate corruption anywhere, anytime. I would expect my president to do that for me.
And, you know, I hope we do these kind of things clandestinely, and if it was asking Canada, it wouldn't have caused me pause. It's like the president congratulating the Chinese yesterday. I'm still just, I'm an American that looks at the Chinese as, you know, I don't want to congratulate them on anything. And maybe that makes me a bad negotiator, but I'm just, there's too much of that in me.
They're not our friends.
No.
Let me run something by you. I wanted verification on it.
Okay.
From reading on the internet, I understand that Hunter Biden got kicked out of the Navy for using cocaine immediately before he was hired for this lucrative job in Ukraine. Have you heard anything about that?
So I've heard the two things you said. The timeline, yep. I don't know that. I can't confirm that because I've not read anything. I'm not saying it isn't true, but I don't know that timeline to be true. You know what, Dalton? We'll look into it because right now I can't give you a solid answer, John.
Right, right. And so if that is true, that is such blatant corruption. I mean, nobody can get fired from a job for using cocaine and turn around and get a job making tens of thousands of dollars a month, especially with a government organization, you know?
What was it he was making? Was it 50 grand a month or something like that? It was a nice
year, 80. Yeah.
It was a nice gig. I mean, I'd take it. If you are a Ukrainian energy consortium and you would like me to sit on your board, I'm ready to go tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Half of the people earning money in the United States are only earning like less than $15 an hour, and here he is making 50 or 80,000 a month.
And you know, if he came in, I'll say this, this is one of the reasons this thing stinks to high heaven. If he had come out of the oil and gas industry, it might have been a little easier fade in, right? You'd say, well, this guy's been doing drilling and doing work and management and all these things. But he hadn't. No, he just, his qualifications were his dad.
Exactly.
I agree with that, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The Brain Trust, Dalton Orwig, has stepped on in the studio.
Yeah, so as far as when...
Timeline on this.
The timeline, according to Wikipedia, which...
Well, of course, that can't be wrong.
Well, you know, they edit it a lot, especially for high-profile things like this.
Let me go against what I just said. The fact that this is the stuff I love about the web, the fact that Wikipedia is open...
Mm-hmm.
And people can edit and then edit the edit and edit the edit, edit.
Right.
Eventually, I think you get somewhere close to the truth on big, high-profile Wikipedia page. If you go to something narrow and rare, you may have completely BS on there.
And, you know, administrators on Wikipedia, I feel, are more for the truth than they are on one side or the other, it seems. Now, there's hundreds of administrators out there, but they do seem like they are trying for the truth more than, you know, any media company right now.
They're for two things. I think the truth and for you to donate a dollar.
That, too. They really want you to donate. Have you ever donated to Wikipedia?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Shame on me.
They haven't taken away my access, so I'm still on there. Okay, so Hunter Biden, he tested positive for cocaine June of 2013.
Okay.
He was placed on that board in the Ukraine following the 2014 Ukrainian Revolution. So we're talking...
That's close to the timeline that John just laid out.
It looks like it was his next job. Like after... And he didn't appeal the drug test that was given to him by the Navy, but after...
How dead to rights do they have you?
When you don't appeal?
I mean, let's just say what it is. When you have a father who... Vice president, right? You have Vice President Father. He was been in the Navy for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't appeal.
Well, it says here that he chose not to appeal because he didn't want it to leak to the press. If he appealed, turns out a Navy official leaked it to the press anyway after he did that. But still.
I got to think that you would have. But so, okay, so he didn't appeal. Yeah. He gets,
it's Burisma Holdings. That's the name of this gas company. And he was placed on the, quote, high-profile international board in 2014. Remember, he tested positive for cocaine June of 2013.
Right.
He's placed on this board 2014, $50,000 a month, like you said, and was on that board until April of 2019.
Mm. So his qualifications for being on that board?
A high-profile person.
Yeah.
Okay. High-profile international board.
All right. So that timeline. So he's out of the Navy in 2013. He's mm-hmm. on Burisma Holdings board in 2014.
That's correct.
Okay. Is there a chance that at the end of this, because the Democrats and what Napolitano had to say, the president might be, in his opinion, guilty of something almost on a semantic level. In other words, the president asked for something that couldn't be asked for because there wasn't an active investigation. And maybe by the end of that, the president gets a hand slap for not doing things by the actual rule book.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bidens go in a major, major way to the bottom of the barrel for what looks like, I mean, pretty dirty dealings.
Yeah, if this goes any further, who knows? Right. Who knows what could happen there? And now, with Elizabeth Warren, she is leading in most of the national polls for the Democrat campaign. We saw what happened with Bernie Sanders this week with the heart problems that he's having.
Uh-huh.
This is teeing up to be Elizabeth Warren's campaign to lose.
Well, if I am, seriously, I think he's going to do it too. If I'm Joe Biden on the campaign trail to try to get people thinking what I want them to think, I'm going to say, President Trump would not be attacking me if I wasn't the person that their polling shows can beat.
Right.
President
Trump. Except Trump attacks everybody.
Well, there's that, but I mean, facts get in the way. 12:45, come back to the phones at 343-0106. It's Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 12:50, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. I'll say hello to my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. What you doing this afternoon? What's happening at the shop?
It's been busy. I was actually counting coins. I had the coin counter running like mad. Bought a bunch of that constitutional silver today.
Okay. Now, you said that to me before, and I guess I don't know exactly what constitutional silver is versus other silver. You've educated me some on silver, but I think I've missed the chapter on constitutional silver. What's that?
Well, we renamed the chapter, so I'm confusing you by that. We talked about it as junk silver, the old U.S. silver coins that were silver but weren't collectible per se.
Right.
And a lot of people were jokingly complaining about that, saying, why do you call it junk? And we talked about the fact that those were coins that were struck out of silver as called for in the Constitution. I know you and I are big on mm-hmm. on things like our Constitution. And so we started calling that constitutional silver because that's the money that was actually really money and really had real tangible value, not the fiat currency like we use today. And we sell constitutional silver like that here at the shop. It's as low as 50 cents over spot sometimes.
And so spot, and for people who have not heard us talk in the past, as you've educated me, spot is the daily trading price, right, on just like raw silver.
Correct. Yeah, that's sort of the current market price. You know, you hear about stocks or bonds selling at $100. Well, the spot price is the market price for silver.
What I love is when y'all go into Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, you'll get this kind of education too when you stop and lean over the counter and talk to Angelo. So before you buy precious metals, get the education these guys can give you. Give folks a direction to come see you, give directions to come out, talk constitutional silver or collectibles or all the other stuff you're doing.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. You can always check us out on the website at mobilebaycoins.com. And you can listen to our radio show there. We rerun it after it's run on 106.5 every Tuesday night. Or you can go to Facebook and like and follow us there.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Constitutional silver. I like it. I like that branding. Hey, can we go live? Is the president still talking? I think President Trump out at the Villages in Florida. Can we go to President Trump? Let's see. We'll get the... go to that. All right.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's true. I didn't trust anybody. It's very important. And nobody's done more in 2.5 years, their first 2.5 years, than what we've done. Whether it's right to try, whether it's tax cuts, no matter what it is, nobody's done what we've done, not even close. We're delighted to be joined today by a man who is really, really good. He ran one of the largest drug companies and really successfully, and I took him out. Look, that's where, you know, like, that's where the money is. Well, that's where the knowledge is. He ran one of the biggest, most successful companies. I said, Alex Azar, come on out. I want to get you to be the top person in charge of this. I said, so let me ask you, how much bigger is this than the company you ran? It's like hundreds of times bigger. It's a monster. It's a monster. And what a job. Alex Azar, you know who he is. Where's Alex?
All right. So President introducing Azar. We'll see if the president, we'll see if it hands over here.
With Administrator Seema Verma, who has been so incredible. Seema, you have to stand up. What a job. They know the most intricate little quarter sentences. You wouldn't believe it. I say, what about this? And they tell me, unfortunately, it's always like a little roadblock, but we figure our way around. And somebody else is going to be lowering your drug prices with us in a very, very short distance. We're going to be buying them from a slightly different source, a little bit unconventional. A lot of people say I'm unconventional. Sometimes you have to be unconventional. And Alex, when are we going to let Governor Ron DeSantis and your incredible First Lady, Casey DeSantis, when are they going to be able to do what we want to do? Alex, when are they going to be able to do what we have to do? Soon, Alex says soon. Because they're going to have a big, fat, beautiful surprise for you. And that has been an incredible couple and a great governor. And the job they're doing is phenomenal. And I was honored to be very much involved in that campaign. And if he was doing a lousy job, I probably just wouldn't have shown up today. But he's doing one of the best jobs in the whole country, Ron DeSantis. And
the president.
All right. So he's just introducing DeSantis. If more on that comes up, we'll go to go back to the president here in just a little bit. All right. Open up some lines, and I got the text line open as well. Let me get to the story about the tweet, too, before we run out of time this hour. And it had to be a story like this that puts Nickelback back in the news. I can't believe that they would do what they did here, because it would have to be good for the band Nickelback, for their sales of their music, downloads out there. People say, oh, I had forgotten about that. Maybe they'd say something like that and go to it. But Nickelback, all wrapped up in the story about President Trump's tweet that was removed earlier. The tweet goes up. Okay, here's the story. So the president puts a tweet out, and it's a meme, and it's got a meme that's got the video for the song Photograph from Def Leppard. This photograph from Nickelback. Okay, so it's got I think you probably sing the song, you know the song we're talking about, and you had that video that Nickelback did where they were holding up photographs of this, that, and the other. Well, in this meme, you have a clip from the Nickelback video. It says, look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. That's the Nickelback song. But embedded where there was, I forget what it was in the real video for the band Nickelback, but in the photograph, you see Vice President Biden, you see Hunter Biden, and a man that is a Ukrainian gas executive, all on a golf course together, sitting there, like, you know, the golfing picture. Like, if you go do a charity golf thing, which, by the way, we got a cool one coming up I'm going to tell you about soon. But if you're, like, a charity golf thing, or you're out playing, you know, they stop, and, you know, you're making the turn there. You get your picture taken with your golfing group. Well, it is the golfing group that has Biden, Ukrainian gas exec, on the golf course together. Okay, so that was put up, and then I heard it was taken down on Twitter. Immediately, I go, here we go. Here we go with Twitter. But Twitter did take it down, but they said they took it down because of a copyright issue from Nickelback. Warner Media Group, right? They've got they're the label for Nickelback. said copyright claims or why they were taking it down. Now, there's a lot to hide behind there. You can say they were doing it for political reasons, but they were taking it down, they said, for copyright reasons. I don't know. I got to think if Nickelback wanted to sell more. I mean, it's not like Nickelback's burning up. I don't know if we can check the scan and see how Nickelback's song sales are going right now over at iTunes. I don't know. I mean, I imagine they should sell a few to impressionable people every day, but they're probably not burning it up. Wouldn't it have been the better thing to leave the meme up so people were reminded of Nick? Well, maybe not. Reminding people of Nickelback may not be a good thing, but that's it. So that's the take right now. It is not because Twitter decided on its own to take down the president's tweet. It's because Warner Music and Nickelback says it was a copyright infringement. I would argue probably the best thing that could happen to Nickelback. Be having people pay attention to them again. All right, 12:58, hour number two on the way next. Y'all stay close.